Praise the Lord. God is so good, isn't he? His presence is in this service tonight. Amen. And so we just honor the Lord tonight, honor his presence in this service tonight. And we just want him to have his way in every part of this service. And I know that God has got something just for you. You didn't come out on a Wednesday night for God not to speak to you. So he's speaking tonight. So just be ready to receive from him. Amen. The title of my message tonight is A New Season. Amen. We're all ready for a new season, aren't we? Amen. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1 and verses 6 and 7 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And I'll leave that. Verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, it says for a season, you all are going through trials and testings and temptations, but that is only for a season. See, there are seasons to everything. And so the church has been through a season of trial. And that's you tonight. You are the church. So you've been tested. You've been tried. But the good news is you have passed the test. Amen. Hallelujah. Your faith has stood strong. You've continued in the Word of God. You've continued living for God. And you've just continued walking the walk. Amen. And talking the talk. So you've kept on going. Even though it was hard. Even though it was a trying time. But the good news tonight, you are in a new season. That season has passed away. Amen. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. Those trials are past now. The new is coming in. And it is time for you to step into another place. A new season. A new place. And a new season to flourish. Amen. A season of flourishing tonight. It's a season for breakthroughs for your life like you've never experienced before. Amen. It's your season tonight to experience God's greater glory. Amen. Now, we've been talking about the prophecy that the Lord gave Jerry Savelle, and we're going to continue in that vein. So I want to go over that prophecy again because it says that the more we hear it, we will eventually get it. Amen. So we want to get it. Praise God. We don't just want to be a hearer, but we want to get it. Amen. So that we will believe and that we will expect and that we will walk in what God has for the church for 2018. It says 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, and days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now. And they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. The Lord who blesses all who have been faithful. Amen. That means everybody. Amen. Are you an everybody or are you a somebody? Amen. God says that he will bless you, amen, because you have been faithful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's your season tonight. It's your season tonight. Everybody say, it's my season. It's my season to flourish. Glory to God. It's my season for breakthroughs like I've never experienced before. It's my season to walk in the greater glory of God. So if you've been experiencing a season of spiritual dryness, get ready. Amen. Because you're about to experience a spiritual explosion on the inside of you. Amen. God is about to show his greater glory in your life spiritually, amen. And you know when a fire starts on dry ground, it just spreads like crazy. You just can't hardly put it out. And so you can just be expecting. If you've gone through dryness in your spiritual walk, if you've gone through that dry season, you're about to experience a season of being on fire and nobody can put you out. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you've been experiencing a season of lack in your life, get ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you're about to experience God's greater glory in your finances. There's going to be a greater a blessing come to you in your finances. There's going to be doors open that no man can shut. Hallelujah. There's going to be miracles in your finances. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's your season to experience God's greater glory in your finances. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody say, that's me. I receive. It's mine. I take it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you've been experiencing a season of problems in relationships, it's time, glory to God, for the greater, hallelujah, the greater glory to shine and for restoration to come into those relationships like never before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 102. Don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. Y'all always get me so excited because you come hungry. Amen. You might have been fighting devils all week, but you come in on Wednesday night ready to receive the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 102 and verse 13. Thou shalt arise. That is good news tonight. Maybe you've been down. You've been in a season where you've been down. But God says you shall arise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Amen. The set time is come. Now the Zion is a representative of the church. And you are the church tonight, amen. And so it is your time, amen. It is your set time for God's glory, for God's greater glory. Everybody say, it's my set time. Amen. It's your set time tonight. It's your set time tonight to flourish in every area of your life, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. It's your set time tonight. It's your set time to abound. Amen. Maybe you've been struggling. God said no more. Amen. It's time for you to abound. This is your set time. Amen. This is what the word of the Lord came to Jerry Savelle and said. It belongs to the church. Everybody say, I'm the church.
I'm the church.
Amen. So it belongs to you tonight. Hallelujah. This is your set time for greater breakthroughs than you have ever experienced before. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I believe that we're going to see more of our family members come to God this year. Amen. Glory to God. See, the enemy has tried to say, you've been praying for your family members for a long time. And the devil's tried to say, it's never going to happen. But I'm saying tonight, I'm declaring, it's happening this year. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It's happening this year. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Are you ready to receive tonight? Amen. We're going to receive everything that God has promised us. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. Says, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. All the promises of God are yea and amen. Not some of the promises, amen, but all of the promises. They are yea and amen. So you can be ready, amen. You can receive tonight. Receive what God has promised you tonight. Receive the word of flourishing tonight. Receive the word of God's greater glory in every area of your life. Receive the word of flourishing tonight, amen. Yeah. All the promises. You know, God is in the business of fulfilling His promises. God is at work right now.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He's not just sitting down twiddling his thumbs, amen, but He is about His business of fulfilling the promises in His word to you tonight.
Amen.
I believe we're living in a day of acceleration.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, everybody has noticed that time has just sped up. Even the people in the world, even young people are saying, you know, the days are just flying by. This is a day of acceleration. And so I believe that there are things in the spirit realm, in the heavenlies, that are being accelerated. Amen? We're in the day. We know that we are in the last days. And God is, all we got to do is just look around. All we got to do is just turn on the news. Amen. So God's got a quick work to do. Amen. So He's accelerating things. So I believe we're going to begin seeing the promises of God being fulfilled quicker. Quicker than we've ever seen them before. Amen. We're going to experience more suddenlies. Does anybody like suddenlies in here? Amen. And I believe we're going to experience those suddenlies more frequently. Praise God. More frequently. Hallelujah. So expect a sudden change in your circumstances. Hallelujah. Expect it. You've been praying for your kids. Expect something this year. Expect a change this year. Amen. Expect a sudden change in your finances. You've been struggling. You've been working as hard as you can work. You've been doing everything you can do. Well, expect, amen, a sudden change in your financial situation. Amen. Expect a sudden change in your health. You've been struggling. Things have been coming against your body. Things coming against your mind. Well, expect this year, 2018, amen, and I'll just go ahead and step out on limb. Expect tonight for a sudden change in your health. Amen. Hallelujah. Expect a sudden change in relationships. Those relationships that have been strained. Those relationships, expect them to suddenly be restored. Be made better than they were before. See, God just loves to just shove it in the devil's face. He tries to tear and he tries to cause division and strife and all these things. But God will go in there and he'll restore that situation. He'll restore that relationship and he'll make it where that relationship stronger than it ever was before. Where that relationship is better than it's ever been before. Amen. That's who I serve tonight. That's who you serve tonight, amen. That's who our God is. Praise God. How many of you know God is the healer?
Amen.
Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. I read a testimony just recently. This woman had been in an accident over 40 years ago. And she had had neck pain ever since that accident. And so one night, she was getting ready to go to bed, and she's in the bathroom, and she's washing up, you know, washing her face. And she went to clean out her ears, and she said a excruciating pain hit her in her ear, and she said she must have hit a nerve or something. And so she jerked her head real hard. And she said when she did, that pain that she had been having got even worse. And she said it was like unbearable. So the next day she goes to the doctor and he does an x-ray. And he said, well, it looks like you've got a herniated disc. And so he said, we're going to set you up for an MRI. So they set her up. And the day before her MRI, she lays down that afternoon for a nap, and something suddenly just woke her up from that nap and said, go turn on the TV now and watch this particular Christian program. So she said, she got up and she turned on that program and said right when she turned it on, the minister was saying, there's a woman that has been in an accident and she's been suffering with pain in her neck for years, but it has gotten worse recently. But if you'll just put your hand back there on your neck, God is healing you right now. So she did. She put her hand on her neck and she believed she received. But she didn't know. I couldn't tell anything right then. She's just still in just as much pain as she was before. So she went to bed. The next morning, all the pain was gone. Amen. She was healed. But then she went ahead and went and got the MRI done. And the MRI just said that it just proved that she had been healed. The doctor said, I don't understand this. I don't know how this could be. But it's showing that you don't have any herniated disc. Amen. Amen? So it was just confirmation that she had gotten healed. Well, you know our God is still the healer today. Our God is still in the miracle working business, amen. I told you about years ago that I had had problems with my neck. And I went forward, and the preacher, before he even laid hands on me, just got to me. I was out in the spirit, and I got up healed, amen. Praise God. That's a suddenly, isn't it? One day you're in pain, or one minute you're in pain, and then suddenly, hallelujah, a change in season. Glory to God. God is a miracle worker in your finances, amen. You might be struggling one day, and you come the next day, you go to the mailbox, and you say, woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Or whatever way he brings it in, amen. But he's the one that does it. Amen. He gets all the glory for it. Praise the Lord. But he knows what I'm talking about. He struggled, had to quit work because of his physical condition. Put in for his disability. How long did it take, Bean? 4.5 years. He struggled financially. But suddenly, hallelujah, but suddenly that financial situation turned around. He got his disability, but then they had to give him back pay for 4.5 years. One day struggling, the next day, oh God, God's glory, his greater glory showed up, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, yes. He's not through with you, Bean.
That's right.
God's not through with you, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. His glory, his greater glory. Praise the Lord, his greater glory. If God can heal me, he can heal you. If God can turn Bean's financial situation around, he can turn your financial situation around. Amen. I got to tell you about something. I got the favor of God. Can I brag a little bit? Amen. It seems like such a little bitty thing, but you know, God cares about everything. Amen. Bonnie texted me the other day, and she says, I've got this desk. Really, it's like a vanity. I've got this, and I don't have any use for it. It's just sitting in the room not being used. Would you like it? She said, it's white colored. She said, and it's got a mirror. You lift it in the middle. You lift it up, and there's the mirror, and it's got these drawers, and she's explaining it to me. I text back, and I said, I would love to have that. Because, let me tell you what. I had not even told Pastor or anybody this. But I had a nice little table, but it wasn't a vanity table, but I had it set up with all my makeup and my hair stuff and everything. But it wasn't exactly what I wanted. I don't know if you've ever been there. But I was thankful for my little table. It was like I don't know what kind of table it is, but it was a little table. But the Lord spoke to me because he knew that wasn't the exact thing I wanted, but I was thankful for it. But the Lord spoke to me that he was going to get me a vanity like I wanted. This was years ago now. This wasn't just recently. This was years ago. And, you know, sometimes when the Lord speaks something to you, you grasped hold of it. And so when he spoke that to me, I believed it. Amen. I said in my heart, okay, Lord. But I didn't know when it was going to be. And I didn't worry about when it was going to be. I just knew that God had told me something.
That's right.
And I believed it. And I received it.
Amen.
Amen. So I used my little desk all this time, my little table. I don't know how many years it's been, Rock. Do you know? Can you make a guess of how many years it's been I used that little desk?
10 years.
10 years, that's what I'm thinking. Wow. 10 years. All that 10 years. I could have been saying, God, you told me that 10 years ago. Where's my vanity? You know? But I just had a peace about it on the inside. He's going to give me the vanity that I want. And so Ish and Bonnie texted me. She said, you know, can we bring it on Tuesday when we go to prayer? And I said, sure. She said, it's going to be heavy now for you and Pastor to take it in the house. I thought, sure, it's going to be heavy. Sure, it's going to be heavy. Lord have mercy. I ain't never in my life. That's a good piece of furniture. Here me and Pastor are carrying it into my bedroom, all the way through the house into the bedroom. That was, I mean, a heavy. She was not kidding when she said a heavy piece of furniture. And I thought, poor Ish and Bonnie had to take, it was upstairs in your house, wasn't it? They had to carry that thing downstairs into their truck. But anyway, it is perfect. Everything about that vanity is exactly what I wanted. Exactly the exact color, the exact style. Everything about it is exactly what I envisioned that I wanted. Amen. Don't give up on the things that God has promised you. Don't quit believing. Don't quit knowing that God's going to do it. What He's promised you, He's going to fulfill. He's in the business of fulfilling His promises. Down to the littlest, minute thing. Well, let me tell you, just that little thing sparked my faith.
That's right.
I said, if God cares about a vanity that is the desires of my heart, what else will God do if I just believe?
Yes.
If I just take a hold of the promises that He's given to us. See, this is God speaking to us. He spoke to my heart that He was going to give me that vanity. He's speaking to us tonight. He's speaking His word to us. He's speaking it to your heart tonight. Amen. So take it into your heart. Take it into your spirit. Believe that He is going to meet that desire. I'm going to say desire. Not just need. But desire of your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. He cares about the most minute things. But the biggest things are not too big for our God. Amen. Hallelujah. So whatever it is tonight, God's put in your heart. That desire that God has put in your heart, don't let go of it. It's on the way. Amen? It's on the way. From God, this is my desire. God, I'm thankful for what I've got. I'm thankful for everything You've given me, everything You've done for me. I'm thankful for it. But God, I've got this desire, and You've promised me. So God, here it is. Amen.
Amen.
Here it is. Until manifestation. Amen. Amen. This here it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you receive it tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Expect. Expect. You are in a new season tonight.
That's right.
Amen. Expect. Don't be disappointed. Don't get disappointed because it didn't happen on your timetable. See, I could have ran out and I could have found something. And I probably would have paid a big price. But God said, I got it for you for free.
Amen.
The perfect thing. Amen. When we wait on God, when we let God do it, amen, His way is perfect. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your presence tonight. We thank you for your promises tonight, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Father God, care so much about us. From the most minute things to the greatest things, Father God, you care about everything that we care about. And we thank you that you are such a good God, such a loving God, Father God, that we can just know, and we can just know, and we can just know that they're on the way. That you, Father God, are working to fulfill your promises. And we give you all praise and glory tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God another hand clap of praise tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.